Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
My eyes are prepared. What's going on, Sam?
Oh my God, unprepare your eyes. Those eyes are crazy. So we're talking about Why You Like This on Netflix. Why are you like this?
I don't know.
Why
are you like this? It's a show on Netflix. it's a show on Netflix that was basically created by accident.
Oh, okay.
This is the niche. This is the fun thing I wanted to tell you that I didn't tell you before the show. So Naomi Higgins plays the main character Penny, and she made a pilot for a TV show with her friend, who at the time was a lawyer and freelance graphic designer, called Olivia Junkier, who plays Mia. And they made a pilot for the show. They're Australians, by the way, live in Melbourne. And they made a pilot for a show. It was picked up by ABC, and they were like, "Well, now you've got to make the show." And they were like, "Oh no, we've made a show about ourselves, and we've got to make it the whole show about ourselves."
I kind of like the idea of being like, "Let's just do a pilot for the lols. It'll not get anywhere, and then it'd be like, actually, this is great, and you have to expand on
you've
that.
You've got to do more." And that's the thing. So this show is about Gen Z and millennial culture and the woes of being constantly online and being woke and not getting cancelled and all of that mishmash that comes with being
stressful
in your early 20s nowadays. And they thought, oh, let's just play ourselves. We're like, you know, pretty like morally corruptible, but also like severely moral when it comes to certain things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, keyboard warrior, slacktivism, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And now it's a TV show.
Okay,
nice.
So that is, I can so see how they'd be like, this would be fun, let's just do this. And then they're like, oh no, hang on, we have to this now. And then also the added layer of being like, God, what if we get cancelled for this show? This
what if we get cancelled for this show about being cancelled? So Naomi plays Penny, who is a straight white female who is like a severe ally. Like she's like an ally to everyone. And in the first episode, she gets mad at a coworker because they work in a tech startup. So 2021, and she works in a tech startup, and she figures out that this guy is a homophobe, and she rallies against him. He's not, but she's just doesn't think his brand of, you know, being accepting of LGBT plus people is right. So she gets mad, and then Mia's character spends a lot of the second episode just trying to get a moon cup that is, you know, lost. Let's say.
Okay. I'm following.
And then they've got their best friend, who's played by Will King. He plays Austin, who is a baby drag queen. And to just give you an idea of how like morally corrupt they all are, he plays a drag queen that's based off JonBenet Ramsey.
Who is JonBenet Ramsey?
Do you know who JonBenet Ramsey is?
I don't.
Okay, so she was a child beauty queen that was murdered by her family.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So is this show's deep in the satire world, I'm assuming.
Entirely.
Okay, got you.
And
phew.
I spent all the six episodes trying to figure out if the show is funny or if it's just too real and very cringy.
Okay.
And I think it's a mishmash of both. Because there are some absolutely stellar lines and ridiculous plot lines. That I'm just like, this is like almost too real. Like, I think this show...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The thing that gives me the ick about this show is that it seems like it should happen in 6 months' time, like not right now. Like,
yeah, because like, it's too soon.
You know how TV shows are kind of always like 2 years behind the curve of what's going on? This seems like it happened yesterday because it probably did. But it freaks me out.
It's a bit too real.
It's far too real. I mean, because it's set in Australia, because they're Melbourneites. It's also too close to home.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of it that you're like, oh, I can
see too much of myself in here and I need to step away.
Exactly. So one of the final episodes deals with a woman that's getting cancelled, and they become kind of like, they've got to kind of like keep, they're trying to go to this woman's show, and she gets cancelled the day of the show, and then she gets uncancelled, and they're just trying to like morally decide like what they feel about this.
Oh, God.
And it's just like so typical our generation. It's just like, I've got to not go to this thing because if people see me at this thing, then I'm going to be cancelled for being at this thing. but then also I really value this person's work, and like, can I separate the work from the artist? And it's just this whole moral quandary that's honestly so stressful to watch.
Do
but I love it.
Do they have answers in this show?
No answers at all.
Okay.
This show is like, here's some really flawed characters. They have no idea what they're doing. Nothing is really happening apart from in their own brains. Let's see what's going on.
Sounds about right.
And I saw one criticism of the show, which I think is so valid, is the show runs like this big zeitgeist of like pop culture and like what's yep. going on in the world, but doesn't really hit any punchlines or any decisions, which I think okay. can be very dissatisfying for some viewers.
This sounds like, I mean, the way you've described it in my head, I'm like, this sounds like it would make a great SNL skit.
Yeah.
But I can't see how I would maybe find the time or the energy to watch 6 episodes of relentless, like, full body cringe, you know? Yeah. Like, it seems quite hard out.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I think the show, I think in 2 years, the show is going to be like a pop culture cult icon of a
okay,
show.
Okay, right.
People will be like, wow, that was so on the nose that it was too scary at the time to talk about.
We couldn't.
But let's like pick it up in 2 years.
I want to watch it. I'm keen.
I think I think everyone that's in our age demographic, so Gen Z, millennial, I mean, boomers, if you want to hate watch something, go hard.
I was going to say, I feel like this could appeal to lots of demographics, but for different reasons, maybe. Yeah.
I reckon everyone should give it a bash, at least the first episode, because, I mean, it's, one, it's young Aussies doing a fun show.
Mm-hmm. For Netflix. Big deal.
For Netflix. Huge deal.
Yeah.
And they fell into it accidentally, which I just find so endearing and so charming.
Funny.
They also did an interview with The Guardian recently that is very, very funny. I think you should read it as well before you watch the show, because they're just cool people. And two, because if you just want to like kind of view yourself from the outside, if you're one of these like hyper woke people, I reckon give it a watch, because you might learn something about yourself.
Have a laugh at yourself.
I think it's fun. I don't know if I like the show, but I think it's fun.
I think it's great. It sounds like it's trying out some ideas, and commend them for that.
Oh, big time. And there's a whole episode about OnlyFans, which is great.
What's the name of the show again?
It's called Why You Like This, which, if you know meme culture, that's a meme. Nice. So they named it after a meme. It's just so many layers.
Reference on reference on reference.
It's crazy, right?
And it's up on Netflix, yes?
Yes, it is.
Easy access. Thank you very much for that, Sam.
Hey, no worries.
Have a lovely weekend.
I'm dabbing.
Yeah, people at home, I almost wasn't going to say it, but both Zoe and Sam are doing some dabs in the studio.
I wouldn't call mine a dab. More a humble wrist.
Well, I'm cancelling you both for it. So.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.